It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 8:31, down 12 on the open. March, 8:37, down 15. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:12, down 21.5 on the open. March at 8:34, down 18.5. May, 7.92, down 11.5. July, 6.64, down 7. September, 6.69, down 7 on the open. December corn opened at 3.59.5, down 2.5 on the open. March, 3.76.5, down 1.75. May, 3.86, down 2.5. July, 3.96.5, down 1. September, 4.01, down 1/2. December of next year, 4.07, down 1.5. And March of 2009, 4.15.5, down 2 on the open. November beans opened at 9.86, down 1 on the open. January, 10.05, down 3/4. March, 10.18, down 1/2. May, 10.22, down 1.5. July, 10.23, down 4.5. November, 9.72, down 4.5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2.80, down 1.20 on the open. January, 2.82, down 1.90. December soybean oil opened at 40.32, up 26 on the open. January, 40.78, up 17. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 95.55, up 40 on the open. December, 98.05, up 7.5. February, 99.82.5, just where it settled yesterday. April, 99.70, up 5 on the open. October feeders open at 113.15, up 5 on the open. November, 113.45, up 22.5. January, 113.90, up 5. And March, 113.35, unchanged on the open. December lean hogs opened at 58.60, up 27.5 on the open. February, 65.45, up 20. April, 68.30, up 10. And pork bellies, the February variety, opened at 86 even, up 75 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's last chance Texaco for our fall pledge drive. We cut our pledge drive by 3 full days on the trust that you will help us meet our $200,000 goal. And please do your part now by calling with your $100 agricultural gift to 217-244-9455 or toll free at 866-779-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org. Jay Pierce is in the studio, and Jay, I'm going to bypass the arguments. We've talked about those for the entire fund drive. Now, though, is a strategic time to make your call.
That's right. Now is the time, 244-9455, because we're trying to meet a significant challenge. And one of the things you can do when you make that $100 contribution is get the Ag Hat from WILL, and you'll help us meet this challenge. Or you can pick up on the copy of Les Schulte's new book. You'll learn some shocking things about Les in his new book, Fun with Electric Fences Down on the Farm. And let's go out to Pledge Central right now and see how we're doing toward those challenges, Les.
Yeah, and you can also color the pictures, too. We have eight more ag calls to go, and we can meet this ag challenge. I'm happy to say we have met the $1,500 challenge from Ray's and from GCOM and from Louise Allen. Thank you very much. But we still have on the table the risk management challenge from Chuck and Mike, and Pete Manhart's Bates Commodity Challenge, and the Jay and Les Challenge for $750, riding on nine more people who will call in and support the Ag Service, 217-244-9455 or 866-779-9455.
Let's go ahead and bring in our analyst of the day, Wayne Nelson from L&M Commodities out in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What a terrific day it is. is in terms of our work here at the radio station. It's the final day of our fall pledge period, 217-244-9455, the number to call, $750 on the line with your phone call right now. Wayne, you've been with us a very, very long time, 20 years, hasn't it been?
It's been right at 20 years, Dave. We've spent a lot of time together, and we've seen the station grow, and the programming just gets better and better, and I think that the expanding of the Tuesday afternoon show now, it just shows that you guys are definitely committed while everybody else seems to be cutting back in agriculture, and we'd really like, I think by the stories are you telling there that you're shortening the pledge drive and yet getting better response. All the guys have waited for the last day. It's here, and you don't have to listen to pledge drive stuff anymore, so pledge it now.
217-244-9455. We'll keep you up to date on how many phone calls we have left to meet a $750 agricultural challenge. We'd love to polish that off this morning. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace, Wayne, and let's begin with the wheat, which after really starting down double digits has come back a little bit. Now we look at the December at 821.5. It's just down the 12. July at 664, down 7. If you look at traditional theory on Head and Shoulders tops, you could project this drop over time all the way into the 640, 650 area, but maybe for at least the time being, we're going to stabilize around here.
Well, I think that, the other is achievable down the road, Dave, but not in the near future, because I think that the wheat crop is what we have on hand now. Our stocks are very tight, and they are in much demand, and I think as they break back, there'll be some people would be coming back into the market to purchase some. You know, the shipping costs, freight costs have really eliminated some of the people that wanted to build their wheat stocks and actually have some reserves, and I think these prices should have done that also. And I think price did ration the demand for what small stocks we do have.
You know, I've been talking to some producers in southern Illinois where it's been a little bit on the dry side lately, and they are very pleased and a little bit surprised about how well their wheat stand is beginning to pop its way up. And 663 in the July, is that a number that needs to be protected some way?
Well, I think that along the way we've been preaching the idea that they need to have some good crop insurance and sell their guarantee up at these levels because, you know, we're hearing stories of, you know, most all the wheat seed that was available is getting out there and getting planted, and that's going to be a lot of soft red wheat come next July, Dave. So we don't think we're going to be in the plus $6 range when when July gets here.
Turn your attention to the corn, where we had a nice little rally over the last couple of days, but looks like we're having some light profit-taking today.
Yeah, I mean, the ethanol hasn't surged along with the crude oil, along with the unleaded gas. The ethanol just hasn't seemed to make the rebound that some were hoping for. Also, higher prices do slow down the export sales, and we see some of the offers being pulled off the table at these higher prices. So the corn, I think it's sort of running into a roadblock here with when we look at how much corn's left in the field and the idea that there's awful big piles around a lot of places. As we traveled the state of Illinois last weekend, a lot of areas, starting to get done, but you look at the elevators and there's about as big a pile for all the room they have. So a lot of corn available is there at the elevators.
So give us your upside resistance point and your downside support point.
Well, I think basically we're in a 345 to 365 type trading range right now. I think 370 being sort of what we're looking like at the December corn for the meantime, Dave. And I think that we will, as harvest does wrap up in the next 2 weeks, we will see more activity not on the board, but maybe a little bit of basis tightening.
Stay right there, Wayne. I want to go out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central. And Les, we need a phone wave right now.
We sure do, Dave. We have 12 calls in towards that Ag Challenge of 20 calls. We have $750 on the table. 12 in. Big thanks to folks like Lee Walters from Urbana. We've heard from Bill Leiser from Hersher and Patrick Wynn from Avon. Join them right now, 244-9455 or 866-779-9455. 8 calls to go in support of the Ag Service here at WILL.
Call right now, 217-244-9455. $750 on the table right now with your phone call, 866-779-9455. Our toll-free line, or if you're listening online, you can pledge that way as well at WILLpledge.org. Wayne, let's go ahead and look at the soybeans, which has sort of this week been the leader in the marketplace. I don't know if you want to call it the leader over a period of time or will be the leader in the future, but action this week has been positive.
Yeah, I think the soy oil has followed the crude oil quite closely. We saw a good rally there that kept things together. Even looking as we look at the even January beans, now we're at 998.5, but we've traded to 1005 this morning. Over $10 beans is really good. You know, as we look out for next year, the tight carryout is going to be in the bean market, and they do need for the next year's needs and usage levels. They do need some more bean acres coming up, and they're definitely trying to influence Brazil to continue to plant a few more bean acres with the price levels we're staying at. And we are, also continuing to add to some of the acres that they think will be switched from corn back to beans this year.
Are you of a mindset that November and or January will make new contract highs before they go off the board?
I think it's a great possibility if this crude oil rally continues, Dave. I think that it's linked very, very closely to that. And actually, the crude oil is the leader of the bean market.
Stay right there. The phones are beginning to light up. We need to find out where we are in our countdown for our agricultural challenge, Les.
Yeah, I think we need about six more calls in, Dave, towards this challenge of $750. Thanks to Chuck and Mike at Risk Management and Pete at Bates Commodities and, I guess, Les and Jay. So we thank everybody who's called. Keep calling right now. Remember to mention ag so that the volunteer can jot that down. 244-9455 or 866-779-9455.
Where should producers be right now, Wayne, in terms of their 2008 sales?
The 2008 sales, we're right at about 20% here right now, and we're looking for another move up. The Dees 08 corn, I think somewhere in the somewhere between 410 and 420, we're going to add another 5%. And in the on the beans, as we look at them here, we feel that there's going to be one more push up, and $10 up another 25 cents or so. We're going to look at starting to add into some there, some more sales there too, Dave.
And are you looking at protecting some of these prices with puts?
You know, there's nothing wrong with the put market. If you aren't willing to go in and either do some hedging or some actual cash sales, we think that puts are going to be a very good thing to have. They're going to be very expensive, but look what you're insuring. You know, we're insuring Cadillacs and Mercedes here as far as price goes. You know, not a beat up Chevy. So, you plan on paying a lot more for those puts, but I think that in the long run, it's going to keep your ensure your profitability for the year.
And really, I suppose if you look at it a little bit longer term, the risk is perhaps to the downside in these beans, for example.
We don't look at a great amount of upside risk once you get to $10, Dave. Mm-hmm. I mean, we used to say that more so down around the $7.50 range, not around the $10 range, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Thank you much, Wayne, for your time today. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market and Indiana. And Jay, Wayne is just one of 21. That's a good number if you're playing cards. 21 analysts that we have every week.
Well, the idea is to bring you as many perspectives as possible throughout the week so that you can make the best decisions possible. If it's helped you, call us now and let us know at 244-9455 and help us in return to meet a significant challenge. $750 on the table, and Les Schulte out in Pledge Central when he's not playing with electric fences. He's keeping track of these challenge numbers.
With an abacus.
That's right. We have 15 calls in towards that ag challenge this morning from Risk Management and Bates Commodities and Les and Jay, and that's $750 on the table. 244-9455. Big thanks to our friends at AgriGold, too, for their new member challenge during this drive. That,
that has
helped a lot. We did make that one.
Great. Yep. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you to all who have called. Now, five calls, $750 is sitting on the table right now at 244-9455. This is the last day of our fall pledge drive. This is it. By the end of the day today, today, we need to wrap it up and hit that $200,000 mark. And Les, how are we doing toward that goal of $200,000?
At last count, Jay, we just went over $177,000 on our way to $200,000.
We're on the way there, and these calls and this $750 in challenge money will get us there. $80 contribution, $100 contribution, $120. Put it on your credit card. You can get a tote bag. You can get the WILL Agriculture Ball Cap. Show your pride. Show the value you place in this agricultural service on air and online. 244-9455. If you're waiting for it to go down to the wire, when your pledge means more than ever, this is the time. We're Last Chance Texaco right now at 244-9455.
Yeah. We have tote bags and maps. The map guy's going to wonder what's going on here. We're going to order so many maps here.
All right, let's do it. Let's put some more out the door right now, 244-9455. Let's wrap up these five phone calls right now.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.